This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I told the first two services about a church in the Chicago area when I was growing up, made the newspapers because they had a church treasurer that was interesting. He was financially respected in the community. But he would always stop anything the church wanted to do. If they needed paint, he would say, you know, we really don't have the money at this time to paint. The church needed an addition. No, we just don't have the wherewithal to do that. I'm sorry, I just can't let the church do that. And everything the church tried to do, this one particular treasurer stymied it. Well, what they found out, you know what they found out after 8 to 10 years, is that he'd been taking the money out of the treasury, was going to Hawaii, was taking flying lessons. You know, he's having a good time. And so when he was saying there's no money for paint, he was saying there's no money for me if we paint. There's no money for going to Hawaii if we put an addition on this building. He had the same thing with Judas. Judas's motives weren't pure when he said that because his hand was in the bag. And I want you to notice something that shocks people is verse 10. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She's done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me." I have actually heard people say that the reason Jesus came to earth was to help the poor. Wrong. The Bible says he came to save people from their sins. That's you and me. That was his reason for being, his reason for coming. That doesn't mean he didn't care about the poor. But isn't it interesting what Jesus would say? You're always going to have poor with you, but you won't have me always. And this was done as an honor to me, and it was done to prepare me for burial. What's interesting is that criminals were not anointed with perfume after their death. They were just buried because you were a criminal. But it was a thing of decency and honor as a family to anoint a body with perfume after the person's death. And she did it to prepare him for burial. Let me make some application here. Leroy Lawson from Arizona talks about two Americans that he knew of that went to Thailand. And they saw the beautiful Buddhist temples there that just were so ornate and overdone in our thinking in terms of architecture and decorating. And these two Americans questioned the validity of doing that. And, you know, why would you waste so much money? And one of the Buddhist people said, "That's our cathedral. We have built it to the glory of our gods. We have built it to the glory of our gods, and that's ours." And so what they made fun of and said, "How could you waste that money?" They said, "We do it for the glory of our God." And then these two Americans wrongly and mistakenly said, "Well, we wouldn't do that in America." Really? You ever seen a stadium? You ever been to an arena? Don't raise your hands, but have you ever been to a casino? You've seen the opulence of these places? Those are our temples today. We have temples in the United States of America, only they're called stadiums, they're called arenas, they're called convention centers, they're called casinos. And those are the temples of worship in our culture today. One author said this, "When we love, we pay. We give when we love, and we give extravagantly." I want you to notice what this woman did. She gave to something that was permanent. Have you ever thought of the things that we give to are temporary? So much of what we, and this doesn't mean it's wrong, but we give to things that are temporary. She gave to something that was eternal by giving to Christ. I think it's an interesting observation. She gave to something that was permanent, and Jesus compliments her by saying, what she's done will be told in memory of her anytime this gospel is preached. Question? When you're gone, what would be the one thing that people will associate with your memory? You ever thought about that?
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.